Well, you may wonder where I was for those couple of seconds. It was because I was being confused, because the Bon Bons, three lovely young ladies, have come into the studio, and we're just trying to ascertain where they've been. They've come here straight from Academy North. I think I've got that right. Academy North, yes. Which is the new name for the merger of Count Hill and Breeze Hill schools. Well, they merged about the start of this year, or the year before, and so they now exist as Academy North, but the new school's not ready. The new school being built at Waterhead, we've had arguments about that in the past, haven't we? We won't go there now. The new school being built there replaces the two sites up at Count Hill or up at Breeze Hill. So I said, where have you been? And we were a bit undecided as to where we'd been there, weren't we?
Yeah. We just pulled us out now.
We've been to Academy North.
Indeed, it's me on my old terminology. Anyway, so that's where they've come from. What have you done this morning? What time did you get to the school and what time do you perform?
Oh, it's a subject.
This is a subject. We've all been up very early.
I was going to say, it's sort of, you've already done this and now you're down here.
Yeah.
Have you got matchsticks for these eyelids later?
I do, definitely.
Yeah, we got up at 5, didn't we? Kay got up at 6. And we performed at 9 o'clock, just before 9. We did about 40 minutes, so the kids loved it, though, so it were good.
Right. You got up at 5 o'clock. It wasn't worth going to bed, was it?
Well, this is what I said, because I normally get in at that time.
Oh, it was a party on a morning.
Me and Catherine sitting drinking tea.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, sitting with a cup of cocoa and things like that. Right, we're going to play some of your music to see what you like. First of all, before I play anything, can you describe the sort of performances and the music that you do?
Well, this
this is Kay.
Which track we're playing? Do you know?
Oh, the one that's number 2 on this CD that you gave
Liar.
Me.
Oh, Liar. Well, our music is we like to call edgy pop.
Edgy what?
Edgy pop music.
Edgy. I thought for a minute it was edgy, as in education. I thought, what? I thought we were going to have the Times table in or something. Or going on about our naked bike ride from earlier on. But anyway, so you weren't listening. You missed it. It's in Manchester. They do strange things in Manchester. Sorry.
Picking on me again.
Where are you from, Kay?
I'm from a little town called Astley.
That's near Wigan, isn't it?
Pieter.
I won't talk about Wigan too much. It just upset me in the rugby league. And the football team's done well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they escaped, the great escape yet again. Yeah. Right, anyway, so go on, you were describing your music. We'll get away from it.
Yeah, our music, we like to write about a lot of things, don't we? A lot of our upbeat ones, we're like... Sorry.
Are you banging away now? I've
just... Keeping my eyes open. We're like simps, don't we?
Yeah.
But on the album, there's a mixture of songs for everyone. There's fast and there's slow. Yes.
Right, let's have a listen to this. This is called what?
Liar.
Yeah.
The bonbons there. And liar?
Yes.
You're having it on there. No, you're telling fibs. Now, three girls. Catherine from Yorkshire.
Yes.
Yeah, we won't hold that too much against you. All right. We do missionary work out there occasionally, and we let some of them into the borough. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
And you were just a couple of yards from County End this morning, but we've been into that. There's big arguments that there's part of Oldham called Saddleworth that's in the West Riding of Yorkshire.
Yeah.
And you'll understand it, you know, how they can't let go. They can't let go. They you know, ancient things. I remember in days of King Harold and things like that. So
it's too political for me. I'm not.
No, it's a nice bit of banter that goes between the areas. So Catherine's from Yorkshire.
Yes.
Kay's from Wigan.
No!
Astley.
Astley, yeah.
Which is Wigan.
I've got a Manchester postcode.
Is it the posh end of Wigan?
Posh, yeah, but I like to say
it. don't say it too slow, it gets rude. that's Amy. That was Kay. My arrows here don't. Lost it. And sultry of this.
Amy's the fox.
The fox.
I'm
we were having a chat off air, and Amy, you've got a rather strange ambition, haven't you?
Oh dear.
You won't try it.
Slightly obsessed with Towe, however you say it. I've got the whilst we're waiting to come on air as well.
Why? What is it about it that appeals to you?
Everything.
It is really glamorous.
She should be on Tower. She just looks like
the shoes, the dresses, the eyelashes, you see? It's in girls' mind, this is how it works. The dramas.
Right.
I like a bit of that.
Yeah, you're from Yorkshire, it says here.
Yeah, I'm from Yorkshire.
Whereabouts?
Too. I'm from a place called Keighley.
Oh, Keighley.
Do you know Keighley?
Oh, I know Keighley.
Small town.
My brother-in-law used to sponsor the rugby club.
Oh, Keighley Cougars.
Keighley Cougars,
I used to cheerlead for them.
I wondered why let me just have a visual. Yep, I can visualise that. Oh, right. Oh, Keighley, well, fancy that tone. No, I was going to ask if it's opened yet. Keighley, no. You know, every time I have it, it's been shut.
For Amy.
I bring the Essex to Keighley.
Oh, wonderful, right. Kay, where's Wakefield? No, not Wakefield. Yeah,
I'm from Wakefield.
The posh. Yeah. Wakefield.
This year.
Horbury Bridge. Horbury Bridge, yeah.
Well, that's not too far from me.
Yeah, they're in debt. They're in debt, something rotten, really. Right, let's find out. How did you get together? Because you're all from different areas, you're not going to bump into each other.
Yeah, well, we're based at a recording studio in West Yorkshire. Studios.
Are they good?
Yeah, brilliant.
Right.
Paul, if you're listening. And we all went to record our own individual projects, and then the producer...
So they don't call them songs anymore?
Well, individual albums, projects, whatever. And then our producer... He put the idea to create the bonbons, and here we are now, like the idea. Oh, my voice.
Catherine's got a sore throat.
I know, poorly. I don't normally sound like Barry White, but. But today I do.
Shame, really. It'd be a nice contrast with the. Bit of Barry White in
Give
the corner.
Give us a song, Barry.
Right, so they put you together.
Yeah.
And when you first met, where did you first meet? I mean, had you met each other prior to that, or did
no.
he? Right, okay.
No,
so they're going to bring you together. Where did they put get you to?
We just
together?
Met at the studio.
Studios, yeah.
Yeah.
And we, oh no!
That one didn't like. No.
And what did they have you doing? I mean, did you just meet and chat, or
yeah, yeah, just a basic meeting at first, just to get to know each other.
And then we started putting the album together, didn't we? Because we all liked the idea.
Yeah.
And we created the bonbons, and here we are.
Very good. Now, tell us about the school tour that you've been doing, though.
Well, we've been doing a school tour recently. We've done the Yorkshire area, a bit of Lancashire area. We've been in Oldham today. Mm-hmm. So we've done Horbury School, which you mentioned earlier.
Horbury.
We've been at Horbury,
yeah,
haven't we?
Did. It was
so
fantastic.
And all the kids love it. So we're finishing up on the 19th of July.
Are you banging my table for me? Ears went boom then.
Sorry.
So you finish on the 9th of July.
Yeah, in Doncaster Dome. They've invited us back to Doncaster and they've hired the Doncaster Dome out for us. So there'll be like 3,000 kids or something there. So
yeah.
Oh 3,000 kids. All noisy and things like that.
We love the kids.
So tell us, like this morning you went to Academy North in Oldham for 9 o'clock.
For 8 o'clock.
Then you started the performance. So, I mean, when I was at school at 9 o'clock, we had assembly and prayers and things like that. So you didn't have prayers this morning. Oh, unless you got up and went, oh, dear Lord, may I be there soon. Made me throat hold out.
Oh, no.
So tell me what happened.
It was an extended assembly, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was assembly. I think it's like a bit of a treat for the kids, isn't it, to get someone in. So, like, we went and we just did about 40 minutes, didn't we, in the extended assembly.
So, are you singing? You don't play instruments?
No.
Right.
You can't play an instrument, though, can't you?
I have a little...
You have a little thing. I've been told that the human voice is the best instrument that there is.
And that's what we like to tell people.
Well, the musicians actually refer to it as a great instrument.
Yeah.
What? I thought she was a singer. So you go in and is it backing tracks and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's on playback.
Yeah.
Okay. But you still got to...
take our own equipment with us.
Right, so you've got to... You've got to perform and sing. Do you do dances and things?
Oh, we do a little bit of dancing, don't we?
Yeah. We don't like to put too much in because we'd like to concentrate on the singing, don't we?
Yeah.
But just to make it look a bit better,
What else do you tell the kids? As part of the thing, I mean, do you talk to them, do you answer questions, do they ask questions? What sort of questions do they ask? Because I'm not very good at this question asking the market.
The first question we always get asked is, who came up with the name of the band?
That's a good one. Hang on.
Are you going to be stealing
Who came up for the name of the band?
We actually had, we all put ideas down, had a big list of names. We actually wasn't originally called... The first one we picked wasn't the Bonbons, but then we had to change that for a different reason.
Somebody else had the name?
Yeah, a very, very similar name.
The 3 degrees had already been taken.
We thought it's quite catchy. You can't really... Well, we didn't forget it. People don't forget.
Yeah, it's
a bit gimmicky. But we like it. It's not something you forget.
Yeah, everybody knows what Bonbons are. They're lovely. Right, so that's one of the questions they ask. Yes. What else do they ask?
Amy gets asked, have you got a boyfriend? Can we have your number?
Hi, Amy.
It's because she's
talking to a granddad here. Hi, Amy. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Now's your chance, Amy. She's very high maintenance.
I'm very poor.
I've been lonely for a very long time.
Yeah. You're just too busy to waste time on mere men. That's two questions. Give me another one.
What else? Where are you from? How did we meet?
How old are you?
I've asked all them myself.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, right. Tell me about your video that we're going to play the music from now, the next song.
This video is to one of our singles off the second album. It's called Cuckoo. Recorded the video a few months back, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was very, very fun to do. It's basically about, the song's about a guy who just plays about, he's going with one girl, then another girl.
A naughty man. Girl.
He's not telling the girls.
Oh, he's playing the field.
How dare you?
So wait, there's not a man in your video, is there?
There is. Yes.
And he doesn't go out with each of you in turn, does he?
He does, yes. Oh. And then we find him with another girl.
Ah!
So...
He's got no taste, has he?
So we confront him, don't we?
We do.
Confront him. And it's a word in this. You confront him in the song in the words as well.
It's kind of got a hidden meaning, hasn't it? Because...
Yeah.
Well, not really hidden, but...
Well, the song's called Cuckoo, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's about... Obviously, the cuckoo is a bird that lays its eggs
in somebody else's
other bird's nest. Yeah. So,
stop banging that table.
Sorry, I'm banging the table today, aren't
we? Is that right?
Yeah, so that's kind of the hidden...
The hidden thing.
Yeah. If you do watch the video, it's on YouTube and it's on our Facebook page. You
you'll understand it by what just watching
yeah,
the video.
From the video.
Yeah. Okay, and aim, we get him at the end, don't we?
Yeah, we get him.
The girls come out on top. We do get him. Girls come out on top. Story of life, innit, really? Right, here we go. And it's called?
Cuckoo.
He's come up and didn't he? Right, the bonbons there, and that was called
cuckoo,
because you get the cuckoo in the nest and all that.
Crazy.
Now you, the what I'm going to ask a sexist question here. See,
oh.
As singers, stroke performers, what's the most important? Is it the appearance or the voice?
Well,
I think it's definitely the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's what other people perceive in it. Because, I mean, to most people, if you look good, then they're going to like you.
Yeah.
And yeah.
The music seems to take a bit of a...
Yeah, but I mean, as female singers...
To us, our singing is the most important.
Yeah, because that's what you went into it to do, first of all. Yeah.
That's what we love,
But you've got pressure on you to look good all the time, get up at 5 a.m, but still have your makeup on, still have the smile on your face. Yeah, and I find that it must be very unfair, because...
It's a very good question, actually.
Because blokes are all right. They can just turn up unshaved and all the rest of it, and scruffy as anything. But
that's sometimes I do wish that I was a boy.
If I were a boy, we could write a song with that lyric. I think it is. It's sometimes very unfair that girls have to be on the best all the time.
It is very hard work, because especially when you've got different audiences as well. You've got to, like, say we've done the schools today. You've got to look appropriate for teenagers.
Oh, but so today the short skirts are out.
Oh yeah, no. Yes.
Disappointment.
So, like, we're doing a gig at night, and it's full of it's adults. You can get away.
And remember, don't strain me too much, but please carry on.
It's hard work, and then you've got. We like to have girls on our side. It's all about the girl power. So it's something you've.
You mentioned girl power then, and of course I'm just trying to think, you'd have been in primary school when the
Spice Girls were about, because I was
really impressed with them. And I mean, I know a lot of it was sort of commercialisation and all the rest of it, but it was all about, to me, about girls actually saying, hey, I can do something, I am important, I'm not just an afterthought, I'm not an adjunct or anything, I really am important. Do you feel that as part of your stage act, that's a statement that you're making, that girls are out there and powerful? I'll ask the girl from the Essex. Our Essex representative.
Yeah, I think we do present that, but it's more like about the music and getting our music out there. We like to look good, we obviously like to sound good, and we do represent a bit of girl power, don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
What about applause? I'm just trying to think, the end of the night, you've done the show, and then you go off the stage. And what is it that makes it so you think, hey, that was good, I enjoyed that one? Is it the crowd, the audience?
Yeah, when you see the reactions. I mean, you could go either way. Like, if you can go off stage thinking, oh, did that go well, and worrying about it. But most of the time it is, you see, it seems, I won't say sing along, because they might not know our music, but we do it on a few of them, get them to sing along with us. And the reaction most of the time is brilliant.
Yeah.
Like on Liar.
Liar,
we normally get them involved. Like, can you help us out? Because there's a lot of Lars, which is easy to remember.
Oh, yeah, the Lars. They sing along with the Lars.
And as we try and get them involved in that, and when it's response, it's brilliant. Yeah.
Now, you were saying before, the one that we just played a few moments ago, Cuckoo, is in some sort of a competition, and you've got a video to it. Now, the video you said is on Facebook. Is it?
The video is on YouTube. Go on YouTube and type The Bonbons. It'll bring it straight up.
Right.
It's also on our Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. We're on everything.
You're everywhere. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
But tell us what you're going to do with it and how we can help.
What we've done, we've entered it. You might have seen the Adidas adverts with the Wretch 32.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what we've done is upload our video to the Adidas website. We need to get people to vote. At the moment, we've checked
yesterday,
and we was actually number one.
So you're number one in this competition that's going on.
I mean, that was yesterday. It could have all changed.
Could have changed.
So we need as many votes as possible. So what we've done, we've put the link on our on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So have you made friends with us on Facebook?
Please.
the link's there. You'll not miss it, because we're always posting it. You can just click on the link. It'll bring our video up, and you just press vote now.
And then you've got a vote.
Yeah, you enter your email address, but then they send you another email that you've got to click to confirm.
Stop you sitting there all day going, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. Yes, I see. So they're crafty, aren't they?
Yeah.
Crafty devils.
So it's going well at the moment, but...
Yeah.
More the merrier.
Yeah, definitely. Well, exactly. Definitely, yeah. The more the merrier.
What do you get if you win? What do you get? What's the prize?
It's... the top 10, which, so it doesn't even matter if you come first, the top 10 then get shown, the videos get played to Rich himself.
Ah, the man himself, yeah, a great
and
man.
And he will pick from his favourite from the top 10. So you could come 10th and he might like you the most.
He might think you, yeah. And what do they get then?
They get to perform with him.
So that's what I wanted, yeah. If you're looking for somebody to compliment his show,
yeah,
rather than outshine him. Now, it'd be difficult because you'll have to play the show down, won't you, girls? Because you could outshine him so easily. And he wouldn't want that, you know. No. I have this problem all the time. People outshine me.
It's a bit more rap and grime into it. So yeah. We're more pop. Mm-hmm. So it might not be his type, you know, style of music. But hopefully you might see something there.
Yeah.
Well, other people are getting to see you, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's all part of it. It's about getting yourself.
Our videos had loads of views on it as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's had loads of views on that competition. So... Yeah, so get voting for us, guys.
Indeed. And do you not fancy entering one of these, you know, Britain Got Talent or anything, or do you not like being beaten by a dog?
Well, we've never ruled them out, have we?
No.
We've just never entered.
We're trying to do it ourselves, like, you know, from scratch.
Well, yeah.
Do the performance, get the fan base, get a record label and... Yeah, the Spice Girls.
Well, you could, you know, I mean, if you do it that way, then you're in control of what you're doing. I mean, if you go in one of these other things, it's Simon Cowell is your man.
You never know what could happen.
We've not ruled it out. We'd prefer to do it ourselves and work hard.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, no, you've sort of bribed me. Just tell us one more, a big blatant plug for how people should vote for you. Who's going to tell us
that?
Hi guys. You add us on Facebook, The Bonbons,
with a Z,
B-O-N-Z.
Then the link is there on our page. We'll make sure it's there. We'll pop it up again. Just click on the link, vote now, and you'll enter your email address, and then send you an email to confirm. And that's it. Right, and so you can also visit our website.
Right, so that was the sultry, sexy voice of Kay for the guys. Now we need somebody for the ladies. Catherine, your voice is...
Barry White over here.
Come on, Bazza. Tell us out for the ladies now.
What am I saying? Website. You can visit our website where there is our music video. All our tracks, even the one that we're currently working on, and that's www.bonbonswithaz.com. So if you could visit that, that'd be great.
Right, okay.
And please.
I'm just trying to think here, actually, how to word this. I've gone through three different ways of wording it in my head.
Give us your best one.
Right, for the slappers from Essex.
Oh dear.
Look what you've started here.
No, please check us out on YouTube as well, because we've got a couple of videos on there.
Hey, I didn't mean you. No, go on.
Sorry, she's not offended.
Yeah, it goes straight over head. Yeah, check us out on YouTube. Type The Bonbons in YouTube, because we've got a couple of videos on there, rehearsing in the studio and as music video. So we're everywhere, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, as website, as YouTube, everything, so... Check us out.
Yeah.
Check it out. Well, and I hope that you're very busy over the next few months, all over the show. I suppose on the website, it'll tell people where you are, so if they want to come and see you. Smashing, what was track four on this?
Track four was...
Angel.
Was it?
Yeah.
Angel, right. Okay, well, that's what we're living. Oh, hang on, I'll get the thing out.
If it's
Angel,
then it's a lovely slow ballad.
It's Angel.
Yeah.
Oh, a lovely slow ballad.
This is not about me.
She wishes
you wish.
It's not about her.
Here's one I wrote earlier.
Yeah.
Now that heaven has found you, oh, oh.
Excellent. The Bon Bons there. Three really nice girls, and if you can vote for them, that would be greatly appreciated, as I'm sure we all know. I'll leave you with Lily Allen.
I'm sorry we didn't do any on this day in history. I apologise. I'll fit it in tomorrow. Oh, dear.